Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and I am at the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. Come on out and see us here. We have got Greg Pruitt, former Browns running back and return specialist, on hand. He is going to sign autographs and pose for pictures for you, whatever you want to do. Talk some football with him. There's free food here as well from Arby's. Very nice supply of sandwiches, and it's here and available while it lasts. If you want to come by and grab a sandwich and hang out a little bit and check out the great new Ford vehicles that are here in this beautiful, beautiful showroom. Also want to tell you about a contest that is less than a half an hour away. Huge giveaway. I just want to tell you we've got something very special that we are giving away, and it will be, and we will tell you at the time, a certain number caller will win the prize. And when I tell you this is going to be worth your time and attention to hang in there with us, and yeah, I'm teasing you, of course, but you're going to love the prize and you're going to want to jump in on the calls to get the prize. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be managing all of that, but that's happening at the top of the hour, so make sure you're part of that. But joining me now is, again, former Browns great. He played for this team from 1973 to 1981, and he is here, and he is Greg Pruitt. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Outstanding. Thank you for taking some time. That was a heartbreaker for so many of us, obviously, seeing what you saw Sunday. I want to know, you reflect on it in your first, in the current sense as a fan of this team now, but I probably can't help the competitor in you, the player right in you, is thinking about those guys. What were your thoughts?
Well, you know, it was a tough loss, but it was a loss, and so now you have to try to benefit from that. You know, I was always taught there's always some good in any tragedy. You just have to find it. And the Browns can compete with anybody. They get in their own way.
Right.
And Sunday was an example of that. And I look at the game a little different. If I was in that game after playing three quarters, going into the fourth quarter, I know how many points we got. I know we were ahead. I know how tough it is to score. I know who we're playing. Mm-hmm. And so what I have to do now is to try and make that as much an advantage to me as a team as New England, and that would be to work the clock. That was a couple of plays in the fourth quarter where there were completed passes where guys caught the ball and ran out of bounds.
Yes.
To me, I thought those were opportunities to work that clock. And it's easy for me to look back on Monday and say he could have did this or did that, but it's Monday, so yeah, it didn't happen. So I can't look at the exact statistics. And so they end up with the ball on an onside kick, but about a minute left.
Yeah.
So if it was only a minute left and you can take away that minute, onside kick doesn't happen. Maybe they don't throw the interference pass in the end zone. And so it's an opportunity the Browns can certainly grow from. They executed, but when they had opportunities to do everything they could, they forgot to work that clock. And that was two passes by two receivers.
Yep.
And they had great games.
Yes.
They
had, yeah, George, they, yeah, George they, Cameron was
they,
one
they,
of them.
They
right
both had
sure
great games, but you got to stay in the game and realize where you are. And if they had stayed in bounds, it's that simple. They would have taken at least a minute and something seconds off the clock, and all the drama would have been eliminated.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. We talked about this a little bit on yesterday's show. It ended up being an eight-play drive that they got that score.
Right.
And, you know, ultimately getting the score and going up by 12 is big. And there were those who have looked at it and said, well, it's a 12-point lead with 2:39 left. You got to feel good about that. But I would have felt a lot better about it knowing that Tom Brady had less time than 2:39 to work with. And as you said, it's things like just doing everything you can to make plays but keep the clock running.
It's a team effort. And the offense can't just depend on the defense to stop New England. You got to do what you can to help that defense.
Yeah.
So if you can eliminate those pressure situations where the defense got to defend the ball, you do so. Now, we got a great defense, and maybe they'll learn from this. But I don't think that if they take it and say we should have won and use it as a negative, it'll hurt us. But I think what they can learn from this may help us win three or four games in the future.
Greg Pruitt is joining us, former Brown standout here at Liberty Ford in Maple Heights. Come on out and see us, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. Huge, beautiful dealership here in Maple Heights, Ohio. psyche of a player. Nathan and I were touching on this a little bit earlier. The fact remains, even though there was some good feeling about the fact that they were competitive with the Patriots and pushed the big bad Patriots to the brink, it's still four losses in a row.
That's correct.
It's still seven losses in eight games. Greg, the fine line or the delicate balance between feeling some satisfaction in a loss versus remembering where you are or aren't as a team right now, how do you cope with that as a player?
Well, I think you just have to review the games. You have to see in every game where you had a chance to win that game. And you have to figure out why you didn't. And the Browns have come a long way in that. I thought it, at once upon a time, they just didn't have the talent to match up with the teams they played. And they didn't really have a chance to play well against those teams. Now they do have personnel that can match up. Now it's about trying to do the right things and making that team beat you and not helping them to beat you. And from that standpoint, I think they just review it, they look at it, and they say, if this situation comes up again, this is what I should have done.
Sure.
This is what I will do.
When you look at this team, and there are multiple stories that we can get into, but one that has been, I think, the biggest of late, of course, is Josh Gordon and how well he's performed. He's doing stuff that's putting him among the very elite at his position. Some could argue he's right there with Calvin Johnson. Others might say, well, Calvin's got more consistency of years on him. But the truth of the matter is he's doing things that are unworldly right now. Your impressions of him and how far you could see this going?
Well, Josh is from Houston, Texas. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Yep.
Played high school football in Houston. I say history sometimes have a way of repeating itself. Back in 73, a young Houstonian through college came and helped the Browns out, and
yes,
here we
did.
Are 40 years later, and it's repeating itself. I think that when you see the Browns in a situation like they are, good teams, when they have players, they lose to injury, devastate those teams. When you have a team like the Browns that may not be on that level, the devastation's even greater. Benjamin hurt the Browns a lot.
Losing him, yes.
Our injuries to our quarterback hurt us a lot. Now, the good out of getting this injuries to our quarterbacks is that we found out that we got two quarterbacks that probably should have started in front of the quarterback that we started.
Right.
And so it kind of helps next year that maybe you go find your young quarterback that's your future. But now you can teach him and not put the pressure on him of having to start. I've always said the difference between Whedon and the other two quarterbacks is that they come from teams that have veteran quarterbacks that they learned the game from.
Mm-hmm.
Whedon didn't have a veteran to learn the game from, so he
had
to learn it himself. I know for me personally as a running back, I learned so much from Leroy Kelly. I don't know where I would have been or if I had struggled if I did not have him in front of me running the same plays, looking at the same block, the same situation. It made me a better player. So veteran play is the best teacher to young players. Having said that, maybe the Browns have not so much pressure because we had a running back, Jackson, I believe, from Philadelphia. Is it Jackson?
Deion Jordan.
Deion Jordan.
Yeah, who got hurt.
That got hurt?
Yes.
I thought he was potentially a great back. That hurt us early. We really never got to see what kind
Browns
of impact he could have had on this team.
I think the Browns are still paying a price for that because what he would have meant in North Turner's offense as a receiver,
right.
You could appreciate
No question. He's
that
kind
position.
Of back that he's dangerous in the open field. So, you know, I mean, the season's not over. I think the Browns try to pick up and continue to play at the level that they play. I think that they find confidence in themselves if they can overlook. Because, you know, we are great fans, but we're quick to be harsh. We're quick to criticize. And I understand because we're frustrated about so many years of next year.
Sure.
But I am truly encouraged that we're on the right track. And I look, not that the season is over and I give up on that. We're not going to go to the playoffs. But I look forward to next year and getting a start on being able to compete for a playoff position.
So you buy that foundationally with guys like Josh Gordon, guys like Jordan Cameron, those pieces are in place. Joe Hayden on the defensive side, T.J. Ward, you see those elements there.
I think we are much closer than we was a year ago at being a team that can compete in the AFC North.
Despite the similarity of the records right now.
Despite
that.
Despite that.
We're visiting with Greg Pruitt. He is a former Brown standout running back return specialist joining us here at Liberty Ford in Maple Heights. We are at 5500 Warrensville Center Road. You cannot miss us, folks. We are here in this beautiful, gigantic showroom. There's free Arby's food available. Greg Pruitt is available to sign autographs and pose for pictures, whatever you'd like to do. Talk some ball with us. We'd love to have you stop out and join us here. Greg, you're an old school guy, obviously, having played in this league when you did. 73-81 with the Browns, 82-84 with the Los Angeles Raiders. And fortunately for you, unfortunately for the Browns, your taste of a championship, because you're wearing this beautiful medallion from your Los Angeles Raiders Super Bowl victory. And it's gorgeous that you have on there. But you're wearing a Browns alumni shirt, which is great.
Well, I'm a Brown.
You're a Brown all the way, I know. Right. But I want to ask you this. The time that you played, the era you played, the hitting and contact that went on, and what we're seeing now in the ways of calls that are made or a culture that would have led to what we saw Sunday, T.J. Ward coming in low, because if he comes in high, there's a flag, there's a fine, there's a whatever, but he hits Rob Gronkowski in the knee, and you know the rest of the story, that kid's out for the year. Just your thoughts on the difference of the game now, and is it too legislated? I know you were the guy taking those hits a lot. You gave them out, but you took a lot from defenders. How do you view the way it's being officiated now?
I think some of the rules are very tough. It's a tough situation to be in. Concussions are real, and I think they're trying to do what they can to control it, but it's the nature of the game. You can only do so much, and I think if the rule change resulted in that tight end getting hurt.
Right.
And the fines that they put on player, it's almost impossible. You know, this ridiculous rule about even if a back lowers his head, he can be fined. And my head is attached to my shoulders. And my natural reaction is when I'm going to get hit, I'm going to lower my shoulder to absorb that hit.
Right.
Well, it can be construed at full speed that I'm lowering my head. Now, I don't have a problem with the rule change. What I have a problem with is that in football, in the last 2 minutes, every scoring play is reviewed.
Right.
I think that on plays like this, at full speed, you make the call, but then you review it to make sure you made the right call. And with this Sunday, with this interference on the one-yard line,
right.
I think good teams in a situation where they don't have the time, they have to score quickly, that is an intentional pass in the end zone, hoping that you either get a touchdown, you get interference on the one yard line, or it's an incomplete pass. But two of them is good, and one you can live with. So I think in the last 2 minutes of a game, that if a pass is in the end zone, that's a 15-yard penalty and not put on the one.
That's a good thought. I'm with you on that. Maybe the competition committee will take a hard look at that one, too. Not make it as punitive. Greg, wonderful stuff. Thank you for taking the time to join me. He is Greg Pruitt, former standout Browns running back and return specialist. He is here with me at the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights. Coming out and see us on Warrensville Center Road, 5500 Warrensville Center Road, this beautiful large showroom. There's free food here from Arby's. You can get an autograph from Greg Pruitt. We can talk a little football between breaks here. Also, we want to remind you that in about 10 minutes or so, we are going to have a huge, huge contest. We are giving away a great Browns prize for a particular caller number, and we'll give you that at the top of the hour. But hang out with us because we've got that coming up. We've got a lot more we're going to have after further review, right around 2:15, I believe
after
that is.
After further review.
And then we're going to also take you inside the locker room. You're going to hear from Jordan Cameron sitting down with Jameer Howerton. So we'll bring that to you. And also, we're going to hear from Gerard Cherry later in the second hour. And we'll have a conversation with Dustin Pujo from this dealership as well, just to talk a little bit about Liberty Ford and its partnership with the Cleveland Browns, a great one that it is. Much more ahead on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.